This diagnosis will show her dictating history and physical examination on Larry Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 7/4/1946. Date of service is 1/30/2023. Mr. Simpson is very pleasant. ...76-year-old male who was admitted to the hospital after left anterior total hip arthroplasty. Patient has been having pain in his left hip, which failed conservative measures. He subsequently saw ortho and was admitted to the hospital for left hip arthroplasty. After surgery, he was admitted to the hospital. He was somewhat confused after the anesthesia. He was being monitored. He was doing subsequently better. He did have some blood loss anemia. His blood sugars were stable. He was otherwise doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting, he denies any diarrhea. He does complaints of pain in his hip, worse after doing some therapy or ambulating. He otherwise has been feeling well, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, insulin requiring diabetes mellitus, history of COPD. Degenerative joint disease, acute blood loss anemia, history of colon cancer, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for left hip arthroplasty, social history, smoking, alcohol, rarely, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Does have history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, he denies any history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Left hip. Wound seems to be healing well. Impression, number one, status post left hip total arthroplasty. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, history of diabetes mellitus, insulin requiring. Next, COPD. Next, acute blood loss anemia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan: patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue with wound care, monitor his blood sugars. His blood sugars were reviewed. His insulin dosage is increased. Will continue on the sliding scale coverage. Will monitor his sugars. Will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.